Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. We will continue today with the second part of open-hearted discussion, but first we will start with a word of prayer. Miss Kathy?
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for coming together once again. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for every opportunity we have to come together in your name. And Lord, we pray that these segments will bless someone. We pray that it will enlighten someone. And we pray that someone will be free by our testimonies, God. So we thank you for this once again. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also, I made a mistake on the last one. Kathy's last name is Tab. Okay. It's Catherine Thibodeau Tab, but I messed that up, so I just wanted to put that out there. So, we had left off yesterday talking about abandonment. Oh, no. Actually, it was rejection.
Rejection. Yes.
We were talking about rejection. And at the end of that segment, you had said something, Kathy, regarding your husband wanted you to say that you loved him more. Explain a little bit more about that.
Okay, I believe that rejection, when we reject someone, it doesn't just happen. You know, no one just reject me just because. Mm-hmm. I think that, like Gwendolyn said at some point on the last segment, that sometimes it's unspoken. And I was kind of thinking back when the time when, you know, my husband would come in and I'm busy doing something and mm-hmm. he was trying to embrace me with a kiss or something, and I would kind of reject him like, now it's not the time. And I think over time we reject people, those little subtleties, we don't mean it, and we end up rejecting them, and as a result it comes back to us.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give you an example mm-hmm. of how that can perpetuate itself and come around, you know, keep coming around in a circle.
Yeah.
I remember we were sitting recently, and I was doing some crafts, and he was having dinner. And I just, out of the clear blue, I just got really emotional, and I start thinking about my parents and how I wish I had my mom and my dad, which they are currently deceased. They are deceased right now. And I just started crying.
Mm-hmm.
I just started pouring my heart. And my husband, after I cried maybe 10, it wasn't even 10 minutes. I can't say it was 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
After a few minutes, I was crying, and I waited for a reply or response. And it was absolute silence.
Mm.
And immediately I felt rejection. I felt like he had nothing. I don't know if he didn't believe what I was going through, or, you know, I don't know what he thought.
Mm-hmm.
But that moment was another form of rejection for me, because I felt like I was pouring out my heart to him.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with him how I was feeling. And although I know that he's not my savior and he couldn't console me, he could have said something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're feeling. Or
mm-hmm.
anything of that nature, but he said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days later,
mm-hmm.
he came back and he did apologize, and he felt like, you know, he wanted God to give him something to give to me.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, in that moment, I felt rejected.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
the most sacred thing that I was feeling at that moment,
mm-hmm.
I entrusted him with it, and he did nothing with it.
You know that brings up to me, and Winston told me this. My husband Winston, he told me that. Men want to solve problems. If they hear something and you complain to them or you say anything to them, they want to have a solution and they want to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, if they cannot solve the problem, it's they feel inadequate. They feel ill-equipped. They feel like they can't do anything about it. And as women, we're coming to them sometimes for just a sounding board. And
absolutely,
all we would have wanted at that moment was a hug.
Absolutely.
A hug and just a stroke on the hair and like, honey, it's going to be okay. And you know what? That would have did it. But that is not how they communicate. And we talked the last segment about communication. And that's kind of like the struggle. God made us different.
Mm-hmm.
And in the way that we communicate and how we receive love, how we interpret love.
Yes.
Why do you even think that is? Because I find that very interesting how we're so different, men and women, in how we translate love. Men, typically, it's like respect and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You respect me and you show me, yes, honey, I appreciate you. Somehow that translates into love. Now, I've been told that by men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then women, it's more maybe like affection and maybe safety, or help mm-hmm. me with that or something.
But that's the Bible. The Bible said that a man want to be respected and a woman want to be loved.
Yes.
And so what the Bible gives us is two different things. He tells a woman to respect him,
yes,
and submit to him, and the man, yes, to love the wife like Christ loved the church and gave himself.
Absolutely.
So it is, we are different, and God addresses that in the Bible because men do feel, they feel loved when we respect them,
yes,
and we feel loved and appreciated when they love on us. So it's different. We don't always say, oh, I need him to respect me. We're always saying we need to be loved. We need to feel loved.
Yes.
And they always want to feel like they can solve the problems.
Right.
We can go to them. And so on and so forth. So it lines up with the word of God because that's the order that God would have it. That's the need that,
right,
a man and a woman have.
Right, right.
And that's beautiful. In addition to what you both have put out there, which is absolutely beautiful and understanding to people, it's something that's relatable.
Right.
Something you can relate, yeah, to. Now here's another interesting way of looking at that, that rejection. As Catherine was saying earlier about what she wanted to receive from her husband and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another way of looking at that. Could you have, or could have been looked at in this kind of way, in this way? So let me give you something to think about. And we all have experienced this, or we even, mm-hmm, have had our struggles.
Yeah.
How about the fact that Catherine lost both of her parents?
Yes.
Her husband have both of his parents living.
Yes.
Could it possibly be in that individual's mind, what can you possibly say,
right,
or even do, and you've never
experienced
that in,
yes,
your life?
Yes.
Sometimes, yes, in the heat of that emotion,
right,
in the heat of whatever we're feeling,
yes,
in that moment,
yes,
that's so real to us.
Right.
It's hard to understand why that person can't give us something.
Right.
Say something. Say,
yeah,
oh, I'm sorry you lost your parents. I'm sorry, baby, I don't understand.
Right.
I'm sorry. And that person in their mind,
mm-hmm,
they're thinking perhaps,
mm-hmm,
thinking, I really have no idea,
right,
what to say in this moment.
Right.
And sometimes in certain situations and circumstances, sometimes it is better
not to say anything. Yeah.
That it's better to say
true.
Nothing sometimes.
That is
so
true.
And even in that, I think we just need to learn how, even through communication, mm-hmm, allowing that person, accepting the communication,
right,
of that individual.
Right.
It, that comes with maturity.
Yes.
And when I say accepting that individual, accepting that individual just as they are.
Right.
When you have a relationship
right,
an individual, and you're learning how to communicate,
right,
what the hardest thing in the world to do is accept that person as they are.
Right.
So when you begin to learn who they are, and,
mm-hmm,
that's the way they communicate, it's called,
right,
a mindset.
Right.
So a mindset is nothing you can change. You can't, only,
right,
God can change a mindset. So we,
right,
have to learn how to deal with each,
right,
other and reach each other,
right,
where we are.
Yeah.
Or,
right,
where they are.
Right, where they are.
And that,
yes,
person reach us where we are.
Right.
And understand that and develop that. And help,
yes,
that person to,
yes,
understand,
yes,
it would be how to communicate effectively for
with
us,
me.
With me.
You, yeah, with me.
Exactly.
Right.
And us in return do the exact same thing,
but
for that
I
person.
But what I think is important,
right,
in our case,
yes,
is, Ben's in my case, is that it needs to stop at some point, because what happens, it perpetuates itself.
Yes.
He rejects me, and in return I reject. And,
mm-hmm,
unbeknown,
mm-hmm,
to us, it's a circle, and it keeps going. So at,
yes,
some point, we have to be, like you said, communication. Sometimes there's not words to say, but,
mm-hmm,
there's an action that can be done. Like,
absolutely,
Vanessa said, maybe a hug,
maybe,
or something. And it'll stop that, because little do we know, when we're rejected, we reject others.
But you know what is interesting about that? Do you think that, and we're going to stop with this thought and we're going to come back and talk about it, is that, do you think if you would have said, Ben, can you hold me? If you would have said it to him. We're going to stop right,
beautiful,
there. Please continue,
yes,
tomorrow with us on the Word in Me open-hearted discussion. God bless.